changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we're going to talk about discover the ABCs of great relationships. They asked me to comment on my international best-selling book, Complaint-Free Relationships, to do a video for their social media fans in Prague. So what I did was I put a lot of thought into this. And those of you who know me know that I've struggled with relationships of various types. And the key word is struggle. A lot of people don't struggle with their relationships. In other words, they don't try and figure out how to improve them. They just accept them. And they're always poised to react in the other person's presence rather than to proactively try and make the relationship as best as it can be. And I'm talking about not just your relationships with your significant other, but even with your dog and your cat and your children and your coworkers. These three things apply. And these are the things that I am constantly working on. So I'm going to tell you some of the ways that that I struggled with this. And also I'm going to tell you how you can make sure that this works for you. So regardless of the relationship, it starts with your own attitude. Attitude. Attitude is defined as a manner of bearing. It's how you approach it. Do you approach it as something that's going to be good and enduring, or do you approach it as something that's going to be bad and a struggle? This is where I want to get personal, if you'll allow me. As a child, my family, which I thought was normal, just like you do with your family. As a child, we were constantly, our family itself was constantly breaking up with each other. Here's what I mean. If my brother and I went outside to play baseball, and we would play for a while and we would invariably start to fight. Now, I know that's not unusual for children, for brothers especially. But it would always end up with yelling in front of my mother, I'm never going to talk with you again. I'm never going to play with you again. And so this constant threat, and my father threatened many times to break up with me, never speak to me again, never be seen in public with me. So all of that scratched my record a little bit, such that when I got into relationships, my attitude was, things are good now, but there's something bad, big coming. We're going to fight. We're going to get back together. We're going to just a lot of drama and trauma. And that's what I had modeled for me. So that's what I took out into the world and conveyed to my relationships at work, in my neighborhood, with my spouses, my daughter, my dog. And I've realized that that's a choice. That is a choice we get to make. How we believe our relationships are going to work out is going to dictate how our relationships are going to work out. One of the things that I do before I leave my apartment is that I visualize that the people I'm going to run into are going to be friendly and smiling, because our ego warns us, you might run into somebody frightening and scaring us, because your ego wants to keep you upset. Your attitude. How do you believe it's going to work out? Do you believe that, sure, there's going to be misunderstandings and you're going to talk them through and everything will be calm and cool and maybe there'll even be some laughter involved and there is no other shoe that's about to drop? Can you believe that? Can you believe this is going to be happy and enduring? It's a choice. It's your attitude. Attitude. The second, the B stands for behavior. Most of us don't see ourselves. Most of us are not aware of our behavior. I've got some really good stories, and I never know who's watching. So let me just say that in every relationship, how we act is as important as what we believe. And I'm not just talking about giving the person a smile and giving them a hug, although smiling is extremely important. It's become evident to me that, see, in my family, what was modeled for me was when a stranger was around, you'd put a smile on your face and you'd say, "Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Nice to," my southern accent always comes out. And we would talk really, really nice to the person. And then as soon as the person walked away, my parents would turn to each other and they would criticize the person. And then what they would do is they would no longer smile. Smiles and kindness and lilting voice. You know what I mean by lilting speech? It's as opposed to being monotone when you're talking to someone. When you are monotone, you come off as being somewhat stern. What you want to do is imagine you're singing. You want to have a lilting speech. Good morning. How are you? It shows that you're empathetic with the other person. It is your behavior, how you behave towards someone else, having a smile on your face, not reserving that friendly, nice behavior for strangers that you meet. Putting it out there for everyone. I've shared with you that my relationship working with my daughter has gone through the roof wonderfully, because I bought these Amazon Echo 8s, which we have on our desk, and we are able to literally work together all day long. And while we're working together, we take breaks from time to time, and we just smile, and we talk about personal things, and she shows me pictures of her dog, and vice versa. It's behavior. And then the last thing to see, consistency. Consistency. You may listen to this and say, "Yes, that's right. I'm going to begin to see my relationships differently and have a different attitude. And I'm going to begin to behave differently." And then as soon as we're done, you hear the no more complaining. You snap at your kid or send back a fiery email or something like that. Develop the attitude. What would it be like to have the relationships that you want? Develop the attitude. Then begin to behave as if you have those relationships already, and do it consistently. Do it consistently. It takes effort to change your relationships. And really what you've got to do is change the way your brain is wired together. You can do it. If I can do it, slowly, over time, falling down, getting up, apologizing, you know, acting like my old self, and then going, "Oh, man." And then I go to my daughter, or to my girlfriend, or to Teddy even, because like yesterday, I was trying to work on something, install something, and it just wasn't working. And it's something I've installed a dozen times before, and this one wasn't working. And Teddy was just wanting all of my attention. And finally, I was like, "Would you go away?" And I went, wrong. Go get Teddy, pick him up, hug him. And he's okay. Attitude, behavior, consistency. There's nothing more important in our lives than the way we get along with other people. Other people are our greatest blessing. Other people are our greatest challenge. And other people are first and foremost our greatest teacher. So listen, again, if you are here for the first time, let us know you're here for the first time so that we can celebrate you. And thank you to all of you who click share. The word went out of my mind on a consistent basis. Thank you to those of you who click share. If you have any other comments or questions, let's take a moment so you can do that. I'm going to be interviewing my good friend Ray Higdon next week. If we can get our schedules together, I'm looking forward to doing more interviews in these jump starts, because I've got some important, powerful friends. Not important, powerful. That was totally wrong. I meant important because you've probably heard of them. Powerful because they've controlled and contributed their lives and contributed to the world. That's what I mean. Who have a lot to share and ideas and things. And I love to bring them on board. Another great jump start. Let's see who else has joined us this morning. Christelle says, it's been a few weeks since I jumped on to your lives. Well, glad to have you here. You can always watch them later on demand, and we look forward and appreciate you doing this. Susan says, love the idea of the Echo 8s. By the way, on Black Friday, the Echo 8s went down from $187 to $64, and I bought two of them. And then I went back in, because I'm literally upgrading all my Amazon products, and because I had the very first Echoes, you know, and the little dots and all that. Anyway, I'm upgrading all of them, and it went from 64 to 75, and I bought one more. So the prices are going back up, so you may want to check them out if you want. It's really cool. I've got mine right here. It's constantly showing me pictures of my family and things that I've done. And then I can literally ask it to call someone, and it'll call their phone, or it can video call their Amazon device as well. Use it all the time and really, really recommend. Let's see here. Chatty Cathy says, hello, it's my first time watching. Everybody send Chatty Cathy some love. Say hello, Chatty Cathy. Glad to have you here. We are so honored. And everybody click share if you would in honor of Chatty Cathy. Love ABC, says Michelle Doherty. Well, Michelle, that is so good. Just remember, it's attitude, behavior, and consistency. Doesn't do any good. It's much better to go to the gym every day and do a little something than to go once a week and hurt yourself. I came across you because of my interview with Ray. I am so grateful. I did. Elena, that is so cool to know. Ray and Jessica are awesome. I'm reading Ray's book, and we're going to talk about that when I interview him. And he and I had a very similar upbringing. And I find that interesting that so many of us, I don't want to use who had painful childhoods end up spending our lives trying to help everybody else have a happy adulthood. And that's how I see my life. Hey, Dominic and Juanita, welcome to everyone. She's saying, welcome. Heather's saying, welcome. Great, great, great. Naomi, good to see you. Big hug. Non-reactivity, co-creativity. I am enjoying the daily smiles, hugs, and friendships here in Vilcabamba, Ecuador. Very cool. Congratulations. You are officially the furthest person away. Good morning, says Julie. Judy, I am looking at that howling at the moon. Where was that taken? Every time I see it, I'm like, I've been there. All right. Just reading through some of your thank yous, etc. I shared this also. Very powerful and important message. Thank you. A, B, C. Just remember, attitude, behavior. It's what you think about your relationships. B, behavior. It is how you behave towards the other person. My behavior used to be horrible. It just was. Because like I said, you put on your smiley when you're out in public. But when you get home, you're entitled to be snappy, angry, and everything else. Wrong. Give it a try. Practice your attitude, your behavior, and do it with consistency. Bless you. It's because of my struggles I become the person I am. Absolutely. Elena, I always say, and in my book, A Complaint-Free World, I write about the fact, Northern Virginia. Nope, never been there. Elena, I think of myself as a slingshot. And what determines how far a stone is going to go in the slingshot? It's how far it's pulled back. So many people have said things like this. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rudy Rudiger. The more you piss me off, the more you're in trouble. I bought my daughter a sweatshirt for Christmas. I've already given it to her. It says, underestimate me. That'll be fun. Have that same attitude, especially with your relationships. Underestimate me. Think I'm going to underperform. I'll show you. Listen, make it a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining me today. And more importantly, thank you for spreading these messages so that we can help create a complaint-free world. Become a complainiac, somebody who is insanely passionate about getting complaining out of their world. That's what we need. See you, buddy.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.